also the sense of power or aliveness that dwells there. This is where what they talk about in trust, the word trust, trusting in life, to have to trust. It's hard to make yourself trust when your primordial condition is fear, which is the primordial human condition in the mind-identified state. Fear and trust can't go together. Trust is simply the absence of fear. So you cannot make yourself trust, or even affirmations won't do it. You can even repeat affirmations and put them on your bathroom mirror. I trust in life. I trust that life is supporting me. But eventually you have to go even beyond the affirmation. And the trust arises naturally where you actually don't need any more affirmations, because you're there, the reality of it is there. Affirmations are maybe a transitional stage when you haven't quite arrived at the reality of it. Then you say, I'm wealthy, but when you have 50 million in the bank, you can take off the affirmation from your bathroom mirror. It's obvious, you know you're wealthy, you don't need to say it anymore. Bill Gates doesn't have the affirmation on his bathroom mirror. And that's only external wealth. No, this is not going to save him. Even with that, he cannot buy peace. But just giving that example to see when the reality is obvious and it's there, then you don't need the signpost anymore, because every affirmation is a kind of signpost that points you in the right direction. But there comes a point when the signpost isn't needed anymore because you have arrived. So that the trust, when you feel, you go into the inner body, and then there's the first very subtle, and then you feel increasingly more intensely the power, the aliveness, the stillness, and yet the incredible energy behind that. And then you know that is most, on the most fundamental level, that's, I am that. I'm not the little me in the head. And that is going to, that lives and acts through you. That power is there. And when you know yourself as that, that's trust. Then you suddenly, trust is your natural state. No longer something you need to figure out how to get there. Trust is your natural state, so that even the concept trust disappears, because it's so natural you don't even have a word for it anymore. Many concepts disappear when the reality that to which the concept points arrives. The very mental concept of it is not really necessary anymore. I rarely talk about love, although I did this morning, but I don't talk about it too often. It arises naturally out of the state of presence. And you don't need to keep the concept in your head and tell yourself that I'm loving, a loving being. It's not needed anymore. I sometimes surprised when people tell me things and that, people sometimes, because I'm kind of present, and people say, oh, you're so patient. Oh, I thought patient. I didn't know I'm patient. I hadn't thought about it as patient. It never occurred to me that I'm patient. I didn't have the whole this concept at all, because patient still means that you're trying hard to be here. There's some kind of effort involved in being patient. But when true patience is there, you don't even know you're patient. You're just present. Patience still means you're halfway, you're half there and half not there. You're practicing to be patient. Okay, I'll be patient for another half hour, but then I've had enough. That's practice. So it's wonderful when these concepts are not really needed anymore. But there is a stage when they may be helpful. There is a stage when the affirmation on the bathroom mirror is okay. But there is also comes a time when you go beyond that. You wouldn't want to be staring at a signpost. If you want to get to Rome, you wouldn't be staring at a signpost for years that says Rome that way. And then there are the collectors of signposts. They have a whole bunch stored up and then compare them. How this compares to that one and to this tradition, and he said that and he said that and this. And if you become a collector of signposts, then it's hard to let go, because you have a precious collection.